The hospital is not getting rich by any means, but its cash flow management has improved dramatically. Bennett said it was typical in the not-too-distant past for there to be a time lag of over 4 months between when a patient received services and when the hospital was paid. Things have changed.
Our last month, we were down to 48 days. That helps the cash flow.
Yeah.
So we don't have money sitting out here in accounts receivable doing nothing for us. We've been able to collect that. We've been able to pay off our bills. We pay our bill. Our accounts payable runs very low now, lower than it's probably ever run. We do not have vendors calling us up saying, when we're going to get paid. We don't have vendors calling us up saying we can't ship until you make a payment, which has happened to us.
Bennett's budget shows a potential net income of nearly $800,000 for the hospital. The figure includes $155,000 in capital support from the city for equipment purchases and $450,000 in tobacco tax receipts. The tobacco tax has been a boon to the hospital, but Bennett said receipts would likely go down with fewer cruise ship calls and fewer people smoking. He lightheartedly suggested that the Blue Lake Hydro project might bring a few more smokers to town. Other factors improving the hospital's bottom line are the resumption of obstetrical services this year and a change in Search's insurance benefits that allows employees to seek medical care across the bridge. On a more serious note, Bennett said one of the hospital's expenses was climbing, the amount of free services. Under law, the hospital can turn no one away, regardless of their ability to pay. Bennett expects it to add up to $900,000 next year.
I know Medicaid has a very, very narrow scope at this point in time. You know, you have to be under 18. Pregnant women fall under it. Males between the ages of 19 and 64 are very, very difficult to get onto Medicaid. That will change if the Affordable Care Act is allowed to go on and the individual mandate comes through. But there are a number of people in Sitka who are homeless, who have no jobs, who have very little means of supporting themselves that do not qualify for Medicaid.
The Affordable Care Act is currently under review by the U.S. Supreme Court. If the act is struck down, Sitka Community Hospital will continue to pay for charity services out of operating funds. One other item is also outside Bennett's control. The state capital budget lists $1.2 million for a new hospital roof. The appropriation, like everything else in the state budget, may be subject to a governor's veto. Bennett said the hospital had just completed its third year under a management contract with Quorum Health Resources, or QHR, with two to go. Things were looking bright enough, he said, that the hospital had retained an attorney to begin preliminary negotiations on the possible purchase of the Sitka Medical Clinic. The hospital already owns the Mountainside Health Clinic and Oceanside Physical Therapy. After the meeting, Bennett told KCAW it was premature to say exactly how Sitka Medical would be integrated with its existing services. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.